Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, on reaching goals, and on keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, coach, author, and personal development specialist, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. I've told my story many times before, but the long and short of it was about 20 years ago, I was a very, very stressed out individual. And I would constantly worry about things that would go wrong. I would worry about failure, all these things that just would creep into my mind. And it was debilitating to the point where I would get sick a couple of days a week from it. And it was just horrible. And what I learned is that, you know, if I wallow in my doubts, it just exasperates the situation. And the solution to it early on for me was just to get busy. And to get busy on the things that were stressing me out. If I was worried about something or getting something done, I just start doing it. And I would let the momentum pull me through. And even if I wasn't working on that specific task, the one that was the most stressful for me, just the fact that I was doing something, that I was getting out of that state of inertia and allowing the momentum to kick in, that tended to pull me out of that funk. Now, what I got better at over time is prioritizing what had to be done and then just tackling them. And the other thing I found is if you're able to take on the thing that you dread the most and get that done first, right? They call it swallowing the frog. And Brian Tracy talks a lot about that. And it's just one of those things where you say, okay, I've got these five things on my to-do list. What is the most difficult or the one I dread the most? If I tackle that first and just get it out of the way, everything else is easier. And so this whole concept of just getting busy, but getting busy on the right things can really pull you through a lot of very difficult times. And as I said before, it's like when you come back from vacation and you're sitting on, you know, in the car or on the plane and thinking about everything you have to do, it becomes stressful. But once you get into it, you dive in and you start to knock things off your list, all of a sudden the stress starts to fall away. So today's thought is a very simple one. You know you're overwhelmed and the stress comes in from the overwhelm. Just start doing things. Right? And in a perfect world, start doing those things that are stressing you out the most, start checking them off your list, and continue to move forward. Allow the momentum to work through the stress and the inertia that you're feeling. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. And we're starting to put together a mastermind for the next quarter. And if you're interested in joining the mastermind, again, shoot me an email at joel@joelbrookman.com. Let me know your interest and we'll see what we can do about going through the interviewing process and see if it's a good fit from there and we can get you in that group. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me next week for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. For today and for this weekend, don't wallow in your doubts. Don't let that negativity get to you. Once you feel it coming in, get busy. Just start getting things done and let your momentum pull you through.